Would you like to drink some coffee?
Would you drink coffee, huh? Well, yes,
it's
really?
Okay, I'm a
little. We drink coffee.
I didn't know you like coffee.
Yeah, we drink coffee through meal time, between meal time, you see that away? And I figured maybe you would too. You'd be a mighty good little friend, I believe.
Thank you. If, say the child was spoiled, you'd say, well, when he grows up, he'll have trouble. What is not?
Be mean.
Uh-huh.
Be mean.
Would you say he'll have trouble, apt is not, or like is not?
Yeah, it's apt, he'll have trouble after not, uh-huh. Apt as not. That means he's just apt to have trouble, he's just not to have mm-hmm. trouble.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what?
Well, you need to prune them.
Mm-hmm.
Prune them up. And that makes it look better, too. And now here, the woods, of course, we used to have stock in the woods, cattle and hogs. We had an open range. If the woods was opened up here, there wasn't no little undergrowth to mount anything. You could see a long ways through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But now, and then another thing, they used to burn the woods off once a year, every spring, along about February. They'd catch a dry time in February, and everybody'd burn, the woods off. They'd rake around the fences.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have wire fences. They had rail fences out of timber. And they'd rake around the fences and all the buildings where the fire couldn't get to them. And they'd all have a certain date. Set the woods afire and burn them all. Of course, it's against the law to set them all afire now. They won't allow you to burn them all. But it'd be better, a lot of the woods would, if they'd burn them all. I worked in Rift Fire's work for several years. And where there's not any small pine timber, it's a little hardwood, it don't ever mount anything, but it pays to burn that off.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, it kills the insects. The insects gets in the timber, the, what you call a boar worm,
mm-hmm.
drills in there and it kills the timber. And it pays to burn it off, but now, some of the companies and the government does too, they spray it. But I don't think that's a good idea. It may help as far as the timber, but it don't help the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the air, you see, and it poisons people up. Your system all gets all in your system, and it poisons them up. And I think it's a bad idea to even to spray it that way.
How would they control the fires?
Huh?
When they had fires, how would they control them?
Well, we have plows have tractors and big plows, big middle busters, 16, 18, 20 inch middle busters. And we plow lines and to stop the fire, to keep them getting over any further. And then we have flaps, and we whoop the fire out where the men walks along and whoops the flower out. Sometimes it'll break over this fire line with plow, you see.
What's a flap?
Well, that's made out of kind of a piece of a belting like.
Mm-hmm.
It's to have it milled, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Belting with a handle to it, wooden handle to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they flap that on the ground on these leaves for the fire, and they put it out that way. And then they have a tank. Some of them have a tank that they carry on a tractor or a big truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a spray, you see, where the spray is put it out that way.
If you had some land that was all overgrown and you wanted to cultivate it, first you'd have to...
You have to clear it up. You have to cut the timber off of it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have to do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, the way you do, you haul it to the mills, you see.